Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The city of Canton has a new performing arts center, and where better to host a campfire concerto? We're joined today in the Sioux Falls studios by two of the Christmas in Canton with the Campfire Concerto performers. Boyd Bristow and Mike Connor are with us. We'll hear from them in just a moment. But first, let's start with Bill Peterson for a look at the new 1,000-seat venue in Canton. Bill, welcome. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having us.
This is quite a facility. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's brand new, and it's, like you say, 1,000 seats. Everything's state-of-the-art. It's going to be great, and we're excited about hosting the first public performance there this coming Sunday. So, we'll see how it goes, but I think we're going to have a really good crowd. So far, we've sold over 600 tickets.
Wow.
So,
well, you picked a great group to start with.
We did.
So it's sort of you brought in the ringer for
that's
the opening.
That's exactly right. That, you know, that's the thing about it. We want the place to be full, and it's going to feel good to have it full for the first thing, so people get excited about it.
All right. Tell us about the Campfire Concerto. Who's there playing? What can people expect?
Well, I really don't know. I haven't seen the show yet, but it's going to be good, I know. I think the ringleader is Paul Larson, if I'm correct, from out by Rochford. Cowboy, he calls himself a cowboy. And Kenny Putnam, of course.
He does people, more than call himself a cowboy. He's been on this show, and he's the real article.
Paul, yeah. I know my partner in crime, Gaynor Johnson, he sort of put this show together or hired Talk to Paul, and we didn't have a contract for a while, and Gaynor said, well, I should call him once, and Paul's response was, I'm a cowboy, I never had a contract in my life, so, okay, that's fine with us, And, of course, Boyd and Mike will be on the show. Jamie Lynn is a great singer, banjo player. Chet Murray playing the bass. I mean, the musicians are all great, and we have a poet, Yvonne Hollenbeck from West River, going to be doing some, I guess, I would call it cowgirl poetry. I don't know. Okay. And so it's going to be a great show.
Did we forget Kenny Putnam as well?
He's going to be there. Yep, with his fiddle. Can't forget Kenny. So, it's going to be good. We're looking forward to it. And
tell us a little bit about what's ahead for this venue. You've got others. This is a big kickoff, but there's more coming for the folks of Canton.
This is a kickoff. And so how it all happened was when the bond issue passed and the school got the Performing Arts Center, my friend Gaynor Johnson and I talked about we needed to do a community concert series to get people in there, And so we just started putting this thing together. And there was a nonprofit in Canton already called the Carnegie Center for the Arts, Culture, and Education. So we teamed up with them to put this concert series together with the Christmas show. The second one is about a history of the town halls in Canton going back to 1868. We're going to have video and local performers and talk about all the different town halls and celebrate the new one we have. It should last a lot longer than the other ones did, because they were all wooden structures and either burned down or whatever. Third show in March is with Tyler David, who is a local Canton boy, went to Nashville to make it big as a songwriter. And so he's going to bring a couple of his buddies up from Nashville and do a singer-songwriter in the round thing. And then the last show in May is with a band called Honky Tonk Jump from Minneapolis with Tom Schaefer, local boy from Wakanda originally there. So that's our concert series. We just, and we've had, we've got 16 sponsors, I think, and they've been generous. Canton people, individuals, and companies giving us money. So we have money in the bank to start with, which is a great thing. And we appreciate that a lot.
So this is this Sunday, Sunday, December 2nd. It's 4 p.m. at the Canton Performing Arts Center. It's attached to the high school. Tickets on Eventbrite? Is that
Eventbrite.com. You can buy tickets. Or call me.
Right. Okay, there we go.
I'm the box office.
Let's bring our musicians into the conversation here a little bit. Mike Connor and Boyd Bristow are with us, and Mike and Boyd, welcome back. Last time we saw you, I was looking through a monitor in Rapid City and listening to you play out there with Larry Rohr and some folks. Really. So I'm glad you made it to Sioux Falls. Who wants to tell us a little bit about what audiences can expect from Campfire Concerto this weekend?
Well, we've been doing for the last several years the Campfire Concerto with many guests. I've been doing the Cowboy Christmas out in Deadwood. And so through this organization with Bill and Gaynor and others, they managed to get us to come over to the east side of the town here. And so it's cowboy-oriented music, and it's really been a fun show for the last several years. And so we're looking forward to being able to bring it over here. We're doing one in Pier, by the way, on Saturday night at or Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Riggs Auditorium, and get warmed up and good, and come over to Canton. And yeah. So it's a wide variety. It's Christmas music. It tells the Christmas story. And when I first got to do this music, it was a lot of tunes that were just delightful, and I'd never really heard them before. You know, there's a whole repertoire of cowboy-oriented things, and we'll be doing, Mike and I and Kenny and Jamie, we'll be doing things that people on this side of the state are maybe a little bit more familiar with that from the past.
Mike, y'all have been playing Christmas music for, I never get tired of coming to see you play in the various groups and incarnations of gatherings. It's hard to keep track of all the bands and the groups, but the quality is always there. Tell me a little bit about this sort of the homecoming that is playing with different folks at different times of the year.
Well, these are my favorite people, and I'm just flattered to be asked to play this show. And a little known fact, Santa Claus is actually my uncle. No.
I knew that.
I've always had a love for Christmas music, though, and we got to do it annually for 20 years with the Acoustic Christmas outfit. And I've been sort of laying back here. I still play gigs around town and here and there, but we parked that one about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just am just really happy to be playing music with my buddies.
Yeah, we're happy to be in the audience. We're going to have a little preview here with a couple of songs. What do you want to play first for us? How do you want to set it up?
Well, this is a song I've been doing for a while. It's one by Tim O'Brien, and it's kind of, it hits home with me because I always remember people coming in at Christmas time from out of town and getting together, and lots of conviviality, lots of songs, lots of, you know, just good feelings. And so I think this song kind of, you know, addresses some of that. It's called Making Plans. I've been making plans for a season filled with cheer. I've got my round trip ticket, and I can't wait to make it home this year. I can't wait to see those colored lights are shining, the snow it sparkles like the eyes of children lining shop windows. Hello, my old hometown. I've been away for too long. Old friends are coming around. We'll be singing the same songs. Stars on top of the tree, stockings hung in fireplaces, all hearts are filling with love. See the smiles on all the faces there. I've got my Christmas list marked up with hugs and kisses. There's one special name I sure hope she misses me the same.
song in fireplaces. All hearts are filling with love to see the smiles on all the faces there. I've been making plans for a season filled with cheer. I've got my round trip ticket. I can't wait to make it home this year.
Thank you. That just makes everything this week very, very good. Yeah, if you didn't already have your ticket, you're going to eventbrite.com now for Christmas in Canton with the Campfire Concerto. We've got Mike Connor and Boyd Bristow in the studio with a little bit of preview. It's Sunday, December 2nd, 4 p.m. at the Canton Performing Arts Center. That's attached to the high school there. They're going to be joined by Paul Larson and Kenny Putnam and Jamie Lynn, Chet Murray, and poet Yvonne Hollenbeck. For a wonderful performance, the first Sunday of Advent, this Sunday as well. So you can join them. One more song. What would you like to play for us?
This is called Christmas Must Be Tonight. Come down to the manger, see the little stranger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Prince of Peace. Wheels start turning, torches start burning, in the cold wise men journey from the east. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Shepherd on the hillside, rover my flock side by. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice say, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. And how a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. Well, this must be Christmas, must be tonight.
Bring the people so much joy.
Son of a commoner, Mary carried the light. Well, this must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. Must be tonight. Must be tonight.
Boyd Bristow and Mike Connor in the SDPB Sioux Falls studios for a little preview of Christmas in Canton with the Campfire Concerto. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. It's this Sunday, December 2nd, 4 p.m. at the Canton Performing Arts Center. The whole group, Paul Larson, Kenny Putnam, Boyd and Mike, Jamie Lynn, Chet Murray, and poet Yvonne Hollenbeck will all be there. And Mike, I tell this story far too much, but it's always in my mind that there was years ago where I came to rehearsal because I was writing a story for a magazine. I think it was maybe an acoustic Christmas rehearsal, and there were all kinds of people there. And I remember sitting there, and hours went by, and I was like, how am I going to write? There's no words to describe how you all interact with each other and the fun that you have and the sort of magic and creativity and craftsmanship that goes into what you do. And I remember going home saying, I have no words for how to write this story. So people need to come see the show because it's beyond description, really. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Sunday.